The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June that homosexual activity between consenting adults is constitutionally protected as a matter of equal rights. Since then, the leading edge of the cultural and political fight over gay rights has shifted to a debate over gay marriage. President Bush declared his opposition to same-sex marriage in a news conference in July.
I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe a marriage is between a man and a woman. And I think we ought to codify that one way or the other. And we've got lawyers looking at the best way to do that.
The next stage of the debate is expected soon with a ruling by the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts. If the court allows same-sex marriage, then political pressure on the White House and Congress could bring a fierce national fight over a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Seven gay and lesbian couples sued the Massachusetts Department of Public Health in 2001, charging discrimination after they were denied marriage licenses. They contend that state law gives them the right to marry anyone, as long as the person is not closely related, already married, or underage. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office argues that there is no right to gay marriage in the state constitution, and the state legislature, not the courts, should set the terms for marriage. But Gloria Bailey, 62, and Linda Davies, 57, who've been together for more than 30 years, want to marry for the financial and legal rights that are granted only to couples with a marriage certificate. Linda Davies.
The reason that we're involved in this case is once you're able to be married, I think there's something like 300 or 400 protections and rights that happen in the state of Massachusetts. Go ahead, Gloria.
Certainly one example would be that we would have the automatic right to be next of kin with each other. We would have the automatic right then to inherit each other's estate tax-free. The way it is now, with none of those protections of marriage, all of that would be at risk.
Opponents of gay marriage argue it's a bad idea for the nation's culture and has no basis in legal rights. Some critics want a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage anywhere in the nation. Genevieve Wood is vice president of the Family Research Council, a conservative group based in Washington, D.C.
You often hear that it's about hospital visitation rights. It's about, I want to leave my estate to somebody. There are a lot of ways that you can go about getting those rights without getting married. You know, I can leave my property to anybody I want to. I just got to make sure I tell somebody and I got to put it down in a contract.
Wood argues that conservative Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum was correct when he suggested that giving gays the right to marry opens the door to legalizing polygamy and even incest.
If it's just about two consenting adults who love each other, why would we then deny a father and a daughter who's of age to get married? Why do we ban such things? It's because it's not good for society. So ultimately, this is forcing us to think about marriage for what it really is. That marriage is not just about what two people who love each other want, what's good for them. It's about how it impacts the culture, how it impacts the children that come from that relationship.
Over the last few decades, Americans have become more accepting of homosexual relationships. But after the recent Supreme Court decision protecting homosexual behavior, public support for legalizing homosexual conduct dropped from 60% to 48%. That same wavering can be seen on the issue of gay marriage, says Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center.
Most Americans continue to be opposed to gay marriages by a margin of 53 to 38 in our poll. Now, there's greater support for the idea of civil unions between gays and lesbians. There, the public is about evenly divided.
While gay marriage is not legal in any state, Vermont does grant civil unions to same-sex couples. A civil union allows gay couples many of the same legal rights given to married heterosexuals. But civil unions are not recognized by other states. Also, civil unions do not give couples federal benefits, such as Social Security rights and the right to file joint tax returns. Kaven Peterson, a reporter with Stateline.org, has been covering the state-by-state turmoil over gay marriage.
If Massachusetts legalizes gay marriage, what will happen is somebody will travel to Massachusetts to get married and return to their home state, where they will challenge the state law that bans their marriage. Based on the Constitution, states are required to recognize the public acts and records of every other state. A good comparison would be to look at states that allow first cousins to marry. Right now, only half of states allow first cousins to marry. But nobody would suggest that if you get married in a state that allows it and you travel to another state, nobody suggests that that marriage becomes invalid.
Same-sex marriage has already become a key issue for Democrats campaigning for their party's presidential nomination. Most of the leading Democrats, including Senators John Kerry, Bob Graham, John Edwards, and Joseph Lieberman, are opposed to gay marriage. Congressman Richard Gephardt, who has a gay daughter, also opposes gay marriage. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean signed into law that state's Civil Union Act. And the majority of the Democrats in the race do support civil unions. Elizabeth Birch is executive director of the Human Rights Campaign, a Washington gay rights group.
The fact is this is a great issue for the right. It will divide the country. It will be a wedge issue. And it would be just a very sad, sad state of affairs if I'm hoping that President Bush won't use it and Karl Rove won't use it.
Even advocates such as Birch say the key to acceptance of gay marriage is convincing Americans to draw a distinction between the concept of religiously sanctioned marriage and giving same-sex couples equal rights under the law.
We've had to grapple with difficult issues in our history before, and ultimately the American people will choose fairness and equality. Sometimes, you know, they go about it in a very long and attenuated way. I'm hopeful that that simple division can get made so we can see this in a common sense and not an emotional way.
But whether the country is ready to make that distinction is sharply in dispute. And opponents of same-sex marriage, including Genevieve Wood of the Family Research Council, are not interested in clarifying that difference.
There's a line in the sand eventually we have to draw on some things. And while people may say, look, if you're gay, that's fine, you can live that life, but I don't have to redefine marriage for you. And society doesn't have to change everything about it to accommodate your desire to redefine marriage. And I think that's where most Americans are right now.
The Massachusetts court had set a mid-July deadline for ruling on whether gays and lesbians have the right to marry under the state constitution. Both sides in the debate now say they expect a ruling any day. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.